producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Together a nine-minute report for InfoWars Nightly News.
In Texas.
And it's now up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The headline is, the race war is a trap. And I'm going to have this tweeted out right now at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. I'm going to play about 5 minutes of it. We're going to go to break, come back with Phyllis Schlafly. But this is a very important video. Stay with us. Then we're going to break down the high treason of open borders and what Obama's doing.
They organize nonviolent resistance is the most powerful weapon that oppressed people can use in breaking loose from the bondage of oppression. Now, the other method that one might use is that of resignation or acquiescence. But I think that is just as bad as violence, because non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good.
Oh, there, come on!
When I hear the young people around this table talk about their experiences, it violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful, even after they've done everything right.
Heat from the quote black community last week for criticizing shooting at police and firefighters and shooting up their vehicles and shooting two cops and FBI agents got shot and all sorts of stuff happened. That makes protesting look bad. And Time Magazine came out and said violent riots necessary, close quote. What, burning down your own neighborhood? So here's the big question. When is it right to have a violent revolution, and then who do you target?
Now, everybody knows that the civil rights movement in the South professed nonviolence, that people were taught to cover their heads when the white mobs came to beat them up, and to just endure the spitting, the beating, and so forth. But violence, the violence of the white mob was being used strategically in those demonstrations. So, look, it's partly a problem of almost strategy and propaganda. You know, it's a violent country. It's a violent government. It's killing people. And they're going to call us violent if we break a window. But they will do that. So probably, unless you have good reason for breaking the window, probably you shouldn't do that. Unless it's, you know, a big part of your strategy.
Hello, I'm Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations. We must disarm to save lives. We must disarm so that we can redirect precious resources to health, education, and development.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Nothing will move until everybody knows or has a family member who has been gunned down by a gun accident in this country.
Okay.
That when it will, the attitude will change?
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
That's just half of the excellent report. The conclusion is on InfoWars.com. We're going to tweet that out right now. The race war is a trap is the name of the video. But notice, like Ice-T said, I'll turn my guns in when the government does. Desi Ventura said that as well. See, when they say turn your guns in for peace, ha, ha, ha.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun Made in America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Now, so that's point number one. Point number two. The way the change in the law works is that we're reprioritizing how we enforce our immigration laws generally.
Yeah, you're just not
enforcing
it. So
not everybody qualifies for being able to sign up and register. But the change in priorities applies to everybody.
Oh, there you go.
The point is
the Border Patrol's on record. We went down to McAllen and showed video of the buses 5 months ago coming across and being loaded onto Greyhound buses paid for by the federal government and shipped into Democratic Party strongholds to be taken care of by churches and Democratic Party operatives who were then paid $6,000 to $8,000 for groups of three youth. Then their families are allowed to come in. Only 17% of those let in were below the age of 18. But even if you're for amnesty, can you have it totally lawless? See, this executive order business is a red herring. Because these already just ordered ICE not to enforce. And ICE blew the whistle to us and others. That's the only reason we know about it. DrudgeReport.com carried our stories 5 months ago. A month later, the New York Times admitted it, buried in a story, that indeed they're bringing him in. So if Republicans wanted to go after him, it wouldn't be, oh, hey, you can't do executive orders, that's unconstitutional. You know, we have the power of the laws and the purse, which they do. It'd be, you already did this. They'd have a congressional investigation. They'd have him red-handed, and it'd be over. And Senator Sessions has pointed out that Boehner and Mitch McConnell are going ahead and letting it go through in this, quote, deal. Here's the headline. Senator Sessions, House GOP, is on the verge of breaking 2014 campaign promises. She joined us for an hour about a month ago. She's only got till the bottom of the hour today. Phyllis Schlafly, constitutional lawyer, best-selling author, founder of the EagleForum.org. She's got her original book out as a new book, A Choice and Not an Echo, and she is the proto-Tea Party founder is what I would call her. I would call somebody like Ron Paul the, you know, the supercharger of the libertarian-Republican crossover, but she's definitely the great lady of the true conservative movement. And if it wasn't for people like her, we'd be in even worse trouble with these rhinos and neocons today. Phyllis, obviously I want to get into your book and some of the inside baseball it breaks down, but how big a deal is this? I mean, this really is the end of the Republic, the end of Congress. There's been a lot of signposts on this road to perdition, but I don't think I have strong enough words for the constitutional crisis we're in, where on guns, UN treaties, our military, our power plants, our borders, why even have a Congress if the president is able to do this? This is unprecedented. Phyllis Schlafly, as a constitutional lawyer, where are we right now?
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right in what you said. And there are several items that you pointed out that I haven't seen in any other news media. It's just an outrage. And it is the does spell death of the country. Obama's attempt to fundamentally transform us, as he promised when he went into office. And I think it's outrageous, and I am absolutely disappointed with the members of Congress who are not taking the advice of Senator Sessions that you said and standing up and fighting and saying how really bad this is. Because he's doing it for Democratic votes, and he's doing it to really break down the American system the way it is and make us a different kind of country.
And it's not like we're getting immigrants from high-skilled areas. We're getting people that almost vote to a man for the most radical socialist communist agendas.
That's all I know. They come from a country where big government was everything. They don't know anything about our constitutional principles of limited government and balance of budget and keep spending down. They're not familiar with any arguments like that. And it's just an outrage, and I'm so disappointed in the Republicans in Congress who are not standing up and yelling and screaming about what he's doing.
Many historians have pointed out that other great republics, empires, nations go the way of Rome. It follows the same pattern. We are going the way of Rome, bringing in the giant third world populations, and it seems to be an accelerated collapse of Rome timetable now.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and I think that's what Obama wants. He does not want America to be exceptional. He doesn't want us to be religious or Christian. He wants to absolutely change us so that we're no better than any other country. And I think we are better. That's why everybody in the whole world wants to come here.
Well, we certainly were exceptional by every metric. Inventions, trailblazing, profits, growth, human rights. I mean, we were exceptional. Now I think we're kind of a paradox of some exceptionalism, but also a lot of exceptional corruption, exceptional bizarro behavior. The Democrats especially get away with exceptional lying. What do you make, though, just a month after that historic election, almost to the day, it'll be to the day tomorrow, a month after that landslide, that serious message, where even people like Bob Barr couldn't get elected because he was seen as establishment in Georgia, that should be a message to Boehner and a message to McConnell, and we should see a revolt, and they should be removed from their positions of leadership. I mean, we need to see that happen, don't we, Phyllis?
Well, we certainly do. Unfortunately, I don't see it happening. because of certain collegiality that goes on in the House of Representatives. But the Tea Parties, and of course the media smeared the Tea Parties, who are the big opposition to Boehner in the House. But it's so important that they rise up and that the American people, the grassroots, realize that the fight today is within the Republican Party. And that's why I wrote my book, A Choice, Not an Echo. It's the fight between the so-called establishment, the people we used to call the Rockefeller Republicans, and now we call them the Rhinos or establishment, Republican in name only. But in any event, it's the money people who want to bring in the cheap labor, who want to make us play on the global stage, and Obama wants to be a globalist instead of an American. And we American people have just simply got to rise up, and the only one who's speaking real good sense on it is Senator Sessions.
That's right. Rand Paul has said that it's clearly unconstitutional, but it's so clearly, separately from the immigration and North American Union aspects of this, we've never seen a president act this unilaterally. When Reagan and Bush Sr. did limited legalizations or amnesties, which I don't think were good to begin with, it was in line with Congress and laws they just passed, not when they were at loggerheads and against the will of the American people and common sense. I just don't see how he gets away with this without an accelerated slide into dictatorship.
And another thing that gives me a pain is when they cite Reagan as giving amnesty. Yes, Reagan, it wasn't perfect. He did make a mistake. He did give amnesty to a bunch of them. But he admitted it was a mistake. And we learned from it because they promised that would end the illegals coming across the border. And, of course, it didn't. More and more came because they got a free pass into the U.S. And so we ought to learn from our mistakes.
That's right. But even though Reagan said it was a mistake, he was working with Congress, is my point.
Yes, that's correct. And, of course, Obama said he has a pen and a phone, and if Congress doesn't do what he wants, he's going to do it anyway.
And then Congress doesn't respond to that except for a lame lawsuit, and then Obama brags and says he changed the law. How could he? I guess he's really trying to break us.
Well, I think he's trying to break our country. I really do. And, in fact, he's almost said as much. He really meant it when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform us. And we like to think we're the rule of law, that we're a constitutional government, that we stand by the Constitution. And somehow most of the congressmen are not. Now there's a group of the conservatives in the House meeting this morning. Is this Wednesday? Yeah, they meet on Wednesday. And I hope they're going to come out with at least some talk about how unconstitutional what Obama's doing. It's a conservative group that's led by Steve King, who's one of the few good guys in the House. And I hope we'll hear something, and I hope it'll be reported by the media.
I want to skip this network break because we have limited time with Phyllis Schlafly, founder of Eagle Forum. You can go to eagleforum.org and valuable information, and also find her column there and more on her new book, which, again, is under the same name, but a new book under the original classic name, A Choice, Not an Echo. When you talk about the people trying to be gentlemanly in the House and wait their turn to move up the ranks of power, are we going to see our country completely broken and brought into global governance to the North American Union and a new voting bloc brought in to be servile lapdogs to the worst elements of the power structure on the altar of being friendly in Congress and not being persecuted or not being kept off committees? I mean, don't these congressmen and women know if they would do the right thing, people would come to their aid and they would be rock stars in this country instead of creeping along like a bunch of lawyers and compromising. But even a compromise means the other side gives something up. No. Compromising under this system means we just do whatever we're told. And I wonder if we go along with this, what more can they do? Well, they're going to come with executive orders on guns. And, Phyllis, I'm afraid that's going to start a civil war.
Well, I think he will come with executive orders on all sorts of things, and guns may be on their list. They, of course, they hate the Second Amendment. You know, the former man who was on the U.S. Supreme Court has written a new book, and he wants 5 new amendments to the Constitution, and one of them really is getting rid of the gun amendment. And so the people who hate the Constitution are out there, and the American people are just going to have to stand up and stand up for what we believe in.
Looking into your crystal ball, you've seen a lot, and I want to shift gears into your book, what we can learn from it about what's happening now. Where do you really see America going? Because globalists are really a cult. And they get such money and power out of the fact that the UN and these multinationals can manage things, and they can make money off crises, they can make money off booms. They really aren't based in the free market or reality, but the crony capitalists that fund them want full control, so they're persecuting any type of real free market system, just seeing it as competition, when really they're just exterminating the environment of economics that's allowed our civilization to even function. It just seems suicidal by the elites what I see them doing.
Well, Alex, you said it very well. I can't say it better, but I will point out that when George Bush became president, his big thing was to put us into a North American Union with open borders with Canada and Mexico. And Eagle Farm fought that very hard, and we beat him on that. Nobody's really talking about the North American Union anymore.
Exactly. So now it's backed by stealth, as they said they would do in the Banff Canada meeting from the secret documents Judicial Watch got. So how do we beat a stealth integration that we're witnessing right now?
Well, with talk show hosts like you who bring the truth out. Talk show is a great advantage to our cause because it brings the information to the public they can't get in any other way. And so I thank you for that.
Please don't. We're in this together.
Well, we've got to alert the American people to what's going on. And Eagle Farm has been a leader. We oppose all of this bipartisanship. I tell in my book how Sandy Berger was assigned to go give a speech to the Bilderbergers at the Library of Congress and say that bipartisan center is what we really want to work toward. And Bush, Condoleezza Rice, on behalf of Bush, announced, yes, that's what they're going to go for. And we don't want these globalists. We want, because America's unique. It's not only exceptional, it's unique.
Sure.
But it's beyond that.
It's not like we're being conquered by something better. We're being conquered by a shyster scam, fractional reserve banking, fraudulent system that makes us bail out their global derivatives and plans to make us even worse debt slaves. This is just over the top bad. And so what do we do then about this treason? And back to the question that I interrupted, what does your gut tell you is going to happen to this country? Because I understand we've beaten this stuff before, but how do you stop?
We're going to beat it again because you and I are going to rise up the grassroots and get them to care. And I'm telling you that if you want to have an impact, you've got to do it within the Republican Party, because your hope of doing it through the Democratic Party or through some third party is going nowhere. You've got to do it with the Republican Party, get the right people nominated and elected to the Republican convention coming up in 2016 so that we get a good pro-American president. And read my book, A Choice Not an Echo, which tells all the shenanigans the Republicans have been engaging in since 1964. It's right up to date, and it's kind of your handbook for action as we approach the next presidential election.
Absolutely. You know, I've always been for third parties at the state level, third party, you know, if somebody like Ross Perot could have won. But clearly the entire power structure is lined up to defeat a takeover of the Republican Party by the constitutional movement. And that tells you that's one of our only shots. That's why they're spending all their time and energy bipartisanly to try to shut that down.
That's right. And bipartisan is no good. We don't want to go halfway with the people who want globalist answers. We want the American way. And and show that it's better and unique. That's what we have to rile up the people to do, and get yourself close enough to the party that you get elected to be a delegate to the next Republican convention. This is the way we did it in 1964 when we nominated Barry Goldwater. And it can be done again. We did it in 1980 when we nominated Ronald Reagan. But you've got to give up this idea of going down a third path which leads to nowhere.
Well said. And there's also some hope here. There is imperial hubris by the Rhino Republicans and by the Democrats. This latest thing where the White House is nominating a soap opera producer, Colleen Bell, with no governing experience, doesn't speak Hungarian, doesn't know anything about them. But all these Hollywood folks want to be in government, and government wants to be in Hollywood, so it's really a bunch of peacock narcissists that aren't very serious people.
Sure, they're buying their way in with donations.
Absolutely. So the fact that we've got such a corrupt group means that if we just fight back against them, they're not even really serious people at this point. When you look at the Democrats, I've got to say, I think they're really soft, they're screwed up, and I just think that they're ready to fall if we simply stand up to them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm very optimistic, and I think that the election the other day, which the American people overwhelmingly said no thanks, when Obama said his agenda was on the ballot, okay, we take that, and we rejected it. And I think we can do likewise in the next presidential election, and make it a great year to save our country.
Phyllis, what do you think is going to happen to the Republican leaders? What can we, the people, as a grassroots expert who's gone from the grassroots right into the White House with Reagan as one of his top advisors, where are the best places for the grassroots to lobby and target to get some good behavior out of people like John Boehner?
Well, you've got to go after your local Republicans and make friends with the people who are party officials, county chairmen, precinct committeemen, and so that they will help you get to be elected a delegate to the next convention. And you need to be a player in the Republican Party. It's just not good enough to expound on your independent views somewhere else. You're not in the fight where it is, and the fight is in the Republican Party, and that's where we need to play it, and we need to win, and we have proved that we can win, and so join me in doing it.
It's going to be one hell of a fight. That's certainly clear. Well, the founder and head of the Eagle Forum, eagleforum.org, Phyllis Schlafly, her new book is out of choice, not an echo. You can find it there on her site. Amazing reading. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Folks, I cannot stress enough how dire the straits are. If they can end the borders and bring in unlimited numbers of people, they can politically push any agenda, and they will. Battleground Texas, the Democrats have said, they will take over, they will get our guns, because they will bring in the illegals and get the law changed so they can vote. The system is not even hiding this. They're very arrogant about this. But beyond that, what will the government do next, the so-called government, which is the special interests that control the president? As bad as Congress is, it's a check and a balance. And Congress won't do this amnesty, but they don't want the political blame for it because the people aren't for it. So they're going to let Obama do it and take the blame. So I've got to say, John Boehner and Mitch McConnell are worse than Barack Obama. That just hit me. They are worse than Barack Obama because at least he still lies about it and stuff, but at least he takes some credit. At least he's more truthful. Wow, that just hit me. John Boehner is a bigger liar than Barack Obama. John Boehner is worse than Barack Obama. He really is. He really is a total traitor piece of garbage. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Vaughn bringing us in with some great blues. All right. I said yesterday I was going to take a lot of phone calls, at least in the second half of the broadcast. There's also a giant smattering of key news that I will get to, because I know I've not been covering as much news as I do sometimes. I want to cover all these subjects in science and health and economy and world news and NATO and Russia moving closer to war and new Ebola news and power finally restored to some areas of Detroit. And just so much more. Hillary Clinton, I want to really break down what's going on out there. I appreciate you all tuning in today. It's going to be a free-for-all. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree on whatever the subject is, just be ready to go on air and to make your point. I love everybody to death, but don't you tell me how great I am. We don't screen calls, so that's why I'm doing this to everybody right now. Please don't tell me how great I am. You're great. You're awesome. Most of these talk show hosts are sycophant, narcissists that want to be told how great they are. I don't. I want to hear what you have to say. I want the meat. and don't say, I want to talk about this and that. I'm not call screening you. You're going to be on air. And I also just want to say, have a good telephone. That's all I'm asking. So just get ready. Now, I may be rude, because back 10 years ago when I used to take a lot of phone calls, because I used to be good at it for some reason, I think because I used to have the phone board in front of me. Then I started doing the show out of my house for a while, and I would just let the network go to them, and I'd say, let's go to this caller, let's go to that caller. That's, I think if I had the red lights in front of me, I would just take a lot of calls. And I got in the habit of not doing it, and I've never broken myself entirely. So we've had this discussion 150 times on air probably in the last 10 years. But sometimes I do, and I've gotten a little bit better. So here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we're going to go to your phone calls. In fact, nothing but calls this hour, this next 30 minutes or so that I can then get into more news at the start of the next hour and then back into the calls. But obviously, are you upset about the president saying, I just changed the law, I'm just going to let all the illegals be legal? And the Republicans that just had a big sweep, the leadership squats up there, they're the same leadership that was in under Bush that tried this same stuff. The Bushes and the Clintons vacation together, for heaven's sakes. They're all CIA, the bad CIA, on record. Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, I mean, two different porta potties side by side. Or a porta potty with two entrances. One's called the Jeb entrance, the other's the Hillary entrance. I mean, I am just sick of it. And the people are too. We are running the biggest specials we ever have in 20 years of history of the InfoWar. I've never had sales where PrisonPlanet.tv's half off. I've never had sales where you can get Super Male Vitality 30% off and free shipping. We've never had sales where you can get Silver Bullet, the highest quality colloidal silver, for 20% off and free shipping. And if you buy four bottles, you get the fifth free. But you can buy one bottle and get 20% off and free shipping. This is the time. Great stocking stuffers. Great gifts to give people. Great gifts of health to give yourself. These compounds are the missing links from our research to supercharge the body, whether it's Super Male Vitality, whether it is the DNA Force or the X2 iodine. I mean, my skin looks better. I feel better. I have more energy. It's incredible. You can see it if you're watching on television. And it just gets better and better. I've gone from 279 pounds down to 222 pounds or so, and I'm going to go down to 200. The doctor says I'm good now at the point I'm at with my blood pressure's great, health, everything for my age, about to be 41. But, in fact, I didn't think of that. That's a great way to promote this stuff is the truth. I've got my blood test and stuff. I need to publish those. I need to publish those and go get the ones from a couple of years ago and the ones from 6 months ago. I had high blood pressure. Who would guess that, as angry as I get? Now I have almost low blood pressure. And look, I'm doing the same amount of exercise than I was doing 2 years ago. In fact, I was swimming 2 miles a day some days. I was doing more cardio than I am now. In fact, I was doing more exercise and was younger. And was drinking less. It's really hitting me how amazing these are. I mean, it is the X2. It is the DNA Force. It is the Male Vitality. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And we will be sold out of the silver at current sales rates by tomorrow. We ended up getting in a little bit more than they were able to get to us, but it may be next year before we get more silver. It was six or seven weeks. It took 16 weeks to get more DNA Force. It's set to sell out this week. Boy, most people work is you're about to sell out of something, you jack the price up. No, I just want to blow it all out and give back to everybody that's given to us. Plus, it's a win-win. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Free shipping and discounts on all the pro-gun, come-and-take-it, Molon Labe shirts. We've got two new belt buckles out that we only make in America, 500 of each. Molon Labe with an M16. Great way to meet like-minded people and talk about Come and Take It. And the new Molon Labe 50 cal Spartan Come and Take It. And again, I come up with the concept. Our great graphics, one of our great graphics people, Cade, who's a freelancer working with us for 8 years, he does a lot of major rock bands and Willie Nelson stuff. He comes up with the actual design off of my concept. And this is the second in the series of Molon Labe, only 500 of each, and the others have sold out. The George Washington, I would think, would be the best seller. That still hasn't completely sold out. I think there's like 20 of those left in the bronze. I like the nickel bronze, and so does the public. Even though it costs a little bit more, that's what that always sells out first. But the Molon Labe's last time sold out in about a month. These are selling out right now. The ultimate Christmas gift, the camouflage shirt. Let's see if it's still sold out. I never asked. Go ahead and scroll down, guys. Click on the camouflage Molon Labe that I came up with. And I don't say I came up with to brag. I just let you know it's an Alex Jones design shirt. You might want to know. And to see if they've got any sizes left. Because I know they sold out a large and extra large a long time ago. Okay, they're back in. They're back in. In fact, double check with Weldon. That's good news. I didn't know they were back in. I knew that was sold out. I've never worn a shirt and had so many compliments. And what does Molon Labe mean? Or, wow, that looks good. I mean, women absolutely love the shirt for some reason. It's amazing. I'm not trying to sell it, off that. It's just the truth. I don't know what it is, but women love it. It's kind of the special forces type where it's got the American flag in black on the arm, and it's got the modern digital camo set up. Because I've worn other camouflage shirts out and around, kind of the old classic jungles pattern, and I just don't get the comments this one gets. And men just love it and know what Molon Labe means, or they ask, what does that mean? This is the shirt back in for Christmas, InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to settle down, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. And then we're going to get into district order to pay transgender students $75,000 for not letting the person used the girl's bathroom. That's what's really important, folks. Meanwhile, NATO and Russia move closer to war. We're going to get into Eric Garner, I believe manslaughtered by the police. And by that, I don't believe they meant to kill him, but they still should have known. It's like you punch somebody and they hit their head on the cement and you didn't have a reason to punch them, you get a manslaughter charge. But they could actually do a pure murder charge because I don't know. You could argue they knew what they were doing when he was begging for his life. And let me tell you, the reason I blew up yesterday and then I had a headache all day and I didn't sleep well last night and I was very upset this morning, I have a lot of empathy for people. And the Thomas Kelly video and this Garner video, I psychoanalyzed today. It hit me when I was working on the elliptical why I'm so angry. When you hear somebody begging for their life who hadn't done anything, it makes me angry. And I know why people get angry. But thug criminals that are just pure racist who want to piggyback on people that are angry are the scum of the earth and are actually aiding and abetting bad cops being able to murder people. But, man, I tell you, listen to these guys beg for their lives while these cops get off on killing them. It really makes me angry. And the answer is getting control of our police departments and getting these people trained. And if somebody wants to be a killer, like this guy that says, I'm going to go up here and kill this homeless guy, and he goes up and kills him, and the cops give him an award for it, those are some sick freaks in Albuquerque. And we've interviewed, it's got to be like 7 or 8, so many whistleblowers. I said, we're not the Albuquerque Channel. I had to tell the reporters. I rarely get involved because they're all real smart and have good instincts. But I said, listen, too much Albuquerque, 2 or 3 times a week isn't, you know, it's too much. We're not an Albuquerque news station. We're a world station. I said, do once a month condensed reports with whistleblowers on the latest police murders and out-of-control psycho behavior. That's more effective anyways at telling the truth. Show the pattern. Don't just every day have the Albuquerque police doing new horrible things. Because the public doesn't even perceive it as Albuquerque. They see it as cops. And cops' biggest problem is cops. because they've been federalized, they've been given hardcore killer training. Yeah, great. Killer training's wonderful if you're in the military and you're about to go into a foxhole and turn on the killer. I get it, folks. Believe me, I get it. But you don't turn on killer with some guy with his standard on, with his hands up. Just because he's big, you're intimidated, see him murdering, and show everybody how tough you are. If you want to do that, go join martial arts, ultimate fighting stuff. Go get involved in the Golden Gloves. Go fight other tough guys, okay? Don't sit there and murder innocent people because you're so tough. You got something to prove. Let's go to John in Texas and Jay, Dave, Eddie, and Peter. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You know, back in 1964, my dad gave me a copy of a book called None Dare Call Treason by John Stormer.
Yes.
And anyway, in that book, they had a position paper that one of the Dulles brothers, who was a member of the Roosevelt administration back in 1942, World War II was just kicking into high gear, and they laid out their long-range plans, and he said one of the plans was they're going to merge the communist and the capitalist system together, and it's been done. I mean,
yeah, that's actually the Carnegie Endowment and was declassified in hearings by Anthony Sutton, the congressional expert, in the 70s. But so what you're saying is public.
And also that I always thought that the collapse of the Soviet Union was a fraud because it was always part of the plan that they would come on board the global government, you know. They just had to wait for the right moment, and then they launched it, you know.
That's right, brother. There's a new article out by the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR.org, that Kit Daniels is going to do a story on today or tomorrow where it openly says, use a dizzying array of dangers from the resource competition and overfishing to climate change to bring in a justification for global takeover, a la, quote, the report from Iron Mountain. Unbelievable admission by these people. It is just so creepy how out in the open they are.
One of the things they've been using is gradualism. That's the tough thing about this is they've been using gradualism a little bit at a time, where it's hard to wake up people, you know, that they figure over the long term that they're going to win, but we'll go, if we have to do 5 steps backward or go 10 steps forward, they'll do it, you know. And
I agree with you, and now, though, see, we've gotten to the emerging point, the flash point, where all the gradualism finally gets so intense that, oh, by the way, I don't need Congress anymore. By the way, I'm just taking your guns. By the way, the NSA is just spying on you illegally. By the way, there were cancer viruses in those shots. By the way, the flu shot did kill a bunch of people. That's the point they're getting to with everybody right now. Is just flaunting it in our face. Great to hear from you, John. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. A couple of weeks ago, Jesse Ventura was on Coast to Coast AM, and a caller called in and mentioned it to him about the guillotines that are at these Army bases, and Jesse had no idea about it, and I was wondering if he could please pass that information on to Jesse.
Well, I would love to. In fact, I was supposed to call him last week and never did it. I'm calling him today about some other stuff we're working on. But it's a perennial thing because they introduced a bill decades ago and the Noahide laws to start using guillotines for execution. And then Christians saw that as revelation coming true. So it's kind of one of those urban legends you can't get rid of. The military bases are openly training to mow down crowds of peaceful people in what they call zombie training, zombie wave attack training. And they are having rendition and secret grabbing of citizens, so, and the NDAA. So that's all real. And that stuff does go on at black sites or ghost sites, as they call it. But they generally don't, they generally, when they decide to kill you, they like beating people to death. Or they waterboard you till you die with your head in a bucket. They really don't use guillotines, but I appreciate your call. But I can talk to him about that. If you've got info on guillotines, please send it to me. Eddie in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, sir. I wanted to talk about the supposed shootings in Ferguson with the police officers. And I haven't heard anything on mainstream media about it. I only hear you talking about it. And I remember Kari Jackson was saying that there was gunshots all night long. So was Joe Biggs. But there was 2 cop cars on fire, and they had cases of ammo inside of them exploding. Could those be the gunshots that they heard? And I know they were only a few blocks away from me.
Sure. Well, it was reported by the Associated Press and others. They were wearing body armor, but bullets hit and then deflect up, and you get shrapnel. Two FBI got shot in crime related to it, but they said it wasn't critical, and they said two officers were shot. They could be lying. Government lies so much. But I've seen footage and heard people say, let's burn stuff down. Let me tell you, I think might have been, there might have been business owners that are sick of it that piggybacked on the riots to burn down their own businesses. Or there were people, some of it looks like inside job. There's video that looks like cops throwing a flashbang in a car that then burns up. That's what a flashbang usually does a lot of times. So, yes, sir, anything's possible. I just don't speculate. At Sandy Hook, they had noses disappearing and clearly had green screens, and it was fake. And then I've had top experts on that go, yeah, it's fake. I mean, if I see something that I can say is fake, I'll say it. I said the underwear bombing was fake, and it turned out it was. Congress had to admit that the CIA got Mutalib on the plane, drugged up, and he had a firecracker in his pants 1 week before the naked body scanners rolled out. So, I mean, you know when stuff's staged. Oklahoma City, we know who planted the bombs. We know their names, everything. The hotel receipts. Anything else you want to add, Eddie?
Well, just the fact that Bassam was recording and he had his camera stolen.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and let you finish up. I appreciate you calling. Peter, stay there. Everybody else.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Many superfoods boost immune function, but few do it like bee pollen does for mental, physical, and overall health. Bee pollen helps the body fight illnesses and allergies and is one of the top superfoods for mental clarity and concentration. Support American beekeepers for high-quality bee pollen, black seed oil, camu camu, super greens, heirloom seeds, organic storable food, and more. Go to PatriotSuperfoods.com. That's PatriotSuperfoods.com. Remember, PatriotSuperfoods.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said.
That's right.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your bed.
There in your bed. Keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar crying, cussing moan.
Understand your man.
Understand your man.
Tired of your bad mouthing.
Understand your man.
I love my Johnny Cash. Alex Jones here back live, taking a ton of your phone calls. 800-259-9231. So, the Republican leadership, who's in deep on this whole North American Union thing, are now betraying everyone yet again, saying we won't shut the government down, which means, see, Congress exercising its right of the purse is now shutting the government down. See how they've changed everything? Overthrowing the whole Bill of Rights is called the Patriot Act. Everything is inverted. So are you upset about this? That's one of the questions I'm throwing out to listeners. Let's go to Eddie in New York to finish up his point. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention the fact, like I said, I was watching a live stream feed from Bossom. I believe Joe Biggs was the one that reported that he had his camera stolen while he was recording. And he was the one that I seen on his feed of the two cop cars that was on fire, and you can hear the gunshots flying out of the cars. And people were like, man, how many bullets were in there? And that's what I said. I heard Jakari Jackson say, oh, there was gunshots all night. Now, your reporters were a few blocks away from me. I seen their feed, too, and they showed the cop car, but they were standing pretty far away. But they never mentioned anything about the gunshots coming out of those cars. And then you hear about the FBI agents' cops being shot, but you only hear it in one report. I mean, you would think that would be nationwide mainstream media news.
Well, we'll look into that. But Joe Biggs has been around a lot of shots, and he said they were going over his head. And I believe you're mixing that with another reporter. I believe Joe didn't have his camera stolen, did he? That was another reporter that happened live with the live streaming. Yeah, no. So, sir, you're confusing some things, but we'll look into that. I appreciate your call. Look, there are gangs of people beating people's heads in with hammers. There are gangs of people racially targeting white folks. It's wrong. There are people shooting. Now, do I put it past the feds to stage something? Absolutely, I think they would do it. But I don't know. I don't have any evidence. Peter in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. I think you're probably right on Boehner, but you're wrong on Zimmerman, I believe.
I think Zimmerman was stupid to follow him, and now Zimmerman's been in a bunch of trouble afterwards. And he seems to have that syndrome of guys that aren't really bad, but they just get into trouble and think they're Superman. But I was saying the Justice Department tried to stir up the Zimmerman thing. I think Trayvon was wrong to be on top of him attacking him. And that's why I think why the jury said not guilty. But I'm just because I'm not a – I don't think Zimmerman's an angel is my point.
All right. Now, here's the thing about Zimmerman. He was an anchor baby. I think he was trying to be a good citizen. And you said the other day, well, he was looking for trouble. Sure, he was looking to trying to remove trouble from the neighborhood. I think he was just unlucky. You know, how would he know that they would make a federal case of it? Okay, this is a difference of opinion between you and me, neither.
Peter, stay there. I want you to be able to finish up. We're going to go to break for 70 seconds. Come right back to Peter. Then we're going to talk to Jay Patton and Rennell and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And other callers, Jim wants to talk about Oath Keepers. The phones are loaded, but you can call in when somebody hangs up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This December marks 20 years that I've been on the air. Kicking off on Cyber Monday and throughout the entire week, we're offering the biggest sales in the history of Infowars.com, celebrating my 20 years on air. And we do it by bringing our listeners the very best high-quality products. Free shipping store-wide on pro-gun, made-in-America t-shirts. High-quality water filtration systems. But not just free shipping. 30% off Super Male Vitality. 20% off all colloidal. colloidal silver. Buy four, get one free. With your purchase of one bottle of DNA Force, you get two free bottles of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, absolutely free, a $60 value. We're also offering 50% off a year membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and upping the number of people that can use each membership to 20. 20 years on air, and InfoWars is celebrating it with the biggest sale we've ever had. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.